Hello and welcome everybody to my first podcast, and it is dedicated to Chihuahuas. About 10 years ago, I had bought my first Chihuahua. I was in a store in a local mall, one of those pet stores, and I was looking for a dog to bring to my ailing mother to keep her company, to make her last months of life a little more happy. And I found this Chihuahua who looked like a German Shepherd, had the same coloring, you know, the black snout and, you know, the brown tan fur. And it was just this little bitty thing. And I was sitting with him in a enclosed environment to get acclimated, well, to each other. And we hit it off. So, needless to say, I went home with him. I took him home, rather. And I brought him to my mother. And it elicited a response in her face that hadn't been seen in a while. So you can say, in a way, that Duke, the male Chihuahua that I had brought home, was her therapy dog. And while I was taking care of my mother at her home, Duke would be with her on the bed. And as a puppy does, they know nothing but want affection and give a lot of affection. A couple months later, my mom passed, and of course Duke came to live with me and my family and the other dog I had in the home at the time, Haley, which was a Jack Russell Terrier. Immediately, Duke was the dog that dominated. Haley at the time was probably about 8 years old, 9 years old, and that didn't matter to Duke. He was a male. He wasn't castrated, and he would dominate her, and she basically didn't have a choice. But they got along, and Duke was the one who comforted our family when Haley passed in 2018. Now, as many of you know, have owned a Chihuahua, and the Chihuahua attitude, they are a very feisty breed. They may be the smallest dog breed, but don't tell them that. They think they are a Great Dane. They fear nothing, and they will try and intimidate anything and everyone. Now, Chihuahuas have different temperaments, and some can be just real nasty little dogs or bitches, and some have a little bit more of a steady temperament. Duke, for us, he had more of a steady temperament, although he didn't get along with every dog. It's almost as if some dogs he senses something and gets along with them, and then other dogs he doesn't. So when we take him for walks, it can be challenging at times. But as many of you know who own Chihuahuas, that's part of the breed. But as far as a dog that is very protective of the family and wants to show affection, there is no better dog than a Chihuahua. Chihuahuas live for a long time. They can live up to 17 years. And basically, with small breed dogs, they tend to live longer than large breed dogs. Chihuahuas will be dedicated to the family and are very intelligent. And they'll use that intelligence against you if you allow them to. So you have to remain strong at letting them know who the alpha is in the home. Chihuahuas are basically pretty easy to take care of. They don't require much. You don't need to groom them. As long as you walk them, their toenails will file down on their own. And, of course, they don't eat much. But, unbelievably, when you walk them, they seem to have this endless bladder and an ability to poop 2 to 3 times during a walk. And you wonder, where do they keep it all? There's just this tiny dog. But somewhere it's stored in them and it amazes you. Chihuahuas aren't difficult to train. I find that they want to learn new things. And as long as, just like any other dog, you teach them at an early age, they're very receptive. Chihuahuas come in a lot of different colors and shapes. Normally, they're determined by the shape of their face. There is the apple face shaped Chihuahua and the deer face shaped Chihuahua. Duke, my Chihuahua, is deer faced, which I prefer over the apple face. I think that the deer faced are better looking. Sorry for you people out there with the apple face. Of course, apple faced, they're cute too. And I don't want to disparage anybody by saying that they're not. But I'm biased. So anyway, that's my podcast for tonight. And I hope you enjoyed it. And come back soon. You have a great day and happy new year to all. And have a great, healthy, and prosperous 2020. So long.